Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Monday, February 14, 2022. I am Tova Gibson. Today our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market today, 130 Grenada Cooperative Bank Limited shares traded at $9.51 per share, and 275 Grenada Electricity Services Limited shares traded at $10.95 per share, both unchanged from their previous closing prices. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 18 securities, of which 7 advanced, 5 declined, and 6 traded full. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 0.79 points to close at 2,129.87. The Composite Index declined by 0.2 points to close at 1,517.73. The Cross-Listed Index advanced by 0.06 points to close at 120.91. The SME Index declined by 0.05 points to close at 43.13. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 445,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $19 million. NCB Financial Group Limited was the volume leader with 139,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $1.1 million, followed by Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited with a volume of 90,044 shares being traded for $1.9 million. Trading activity on the mutual fund markets registered a volume of 63,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $1.9 million. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 60 stocks, of which 34 advanced, 20 declined, and 6 traded full. Market volume amounted to 13.3 million units, valued at over $229 million. Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial was the volume leader with 3.2 million units, followed by Wigton Wind Farm Limited Ordinary Shares with 2.6 million units and QWI Investments Limited with 1.5 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, three unchanged as 30,893 shares traded on the regular market, with a total value of $4,841.96. Epley Caribbean Property Development Fund was the volume leader with 30,333 at a high of 12 cents and a low of 12 cents before closing at 12 cents. They were followed by Goddard Enterprises Limited and First Caribbean International Bank, which traded 560 shares respectively. For RCI's business report, I am Tova Gibson.